Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
February 10th, 1865. Remembering Henry Highland Garnett's sermon in the U.S. House of Representatives. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. Today is a violation of our usual temporal rule. The sermon we're commemorating in this episode was actually delivered on February 12th, so we are discussing it 2 days before the actual date, but it's worth it. At 11 o'clock on the morning of Sunday, February 12, 1865, the Reverend Henry Highland Garnett, who had escaped slavery in Maryland and now served as pastor of Washington's 15th Street Presbyterian Church, became the first black man to speak in the chamber of the House of Representatives. Dr. Joseph P. Thompson, one of Garnett's congregants, recalled that the invitation, which Abraham Lincoln reportedly approved, told the whole story of the transformation America had undergone during the Civil War. Never before had the powers of the nation gathered to hear what Thompson described as words of plain and stinging truth from the lips of a slave-born Negro. Garnett's sermon came at the instigation of the Reverend William Henry Channing, a Unitarian and a nephew of William Ellery Channing, the New England minister who had influenced Theodore Parker, who in turn influenced Lincoln. The younger Channing was chosen chaplain of the House of Representatives for the 38th Congress, which sat from December 1863 to March 1865. He was elected, he was told, because he best represented the anti-slavery policy of the Republican Party in Washington. As chaplain, Channing had pledged that, quote, a woman's voice should give utterance to the conscience of the mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters of the heroes who are risking life and all they held dearest in behalf of the liberties and equal laws of the Republic. And Channing subsequently invited the Quaker Rachel Howland to preach. Now, in the wake of the passage of the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery, the overture to Garnett fulfilled a second Channing promise, quote, that a colored minister should stand on the speaker's platform and by that practical illustration demonstrate that one central principle of the war for freedom and union was to prove that in Christ all disciples are alike free and that all God's children, black and white, are peers in the Father's house. The audience was racially mixed. As one listener put it, white and colored were all mingled and seemingly comfortable. The choir from Garnett's church sang, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Arise, My Soul, Shake Off Thy Fears. Then Garnett rose to speak in the chamber that had only 2 weeks before voted to abolish the system of human bondage into which he had been born. Garnett preached, Great God, I would as soon attempt to enslave Gabriel or Michael as to enslave a man made in the image of God and for whom Christ died. He cited Plato, Socrates, Moses, Cyrus, Augustine, Constantine, Ignatius, Maximus, Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Pope Leo X, and Lafayette, all witnesses to the evils of slavery. He went on, It is often asked where and when will the demands of the reformers of this and coming ages end? It is a fair question, and I will answer, when all unjust and heavy burdens shall be removed from every man in the land. Like Lincoln, Garnett saw abolition as essential to securing democracy itself. He preached, Upon the total and complete destruction of this accursed sin of slavery depends the safety and perpetuity of our republic and its excellent institutions. In the course of the sermon that the weekly Anglo-African thought dazzling, Garnett turned to a matter much on Lincoln's mind. the country's guilt for the sin of slavery and what God would require to expiate it. Garnett said, "We have paid some of the fearful installments, but there are other heavy obligations to be met. The great day of the nation's judgment has come, and who shall be able to stand?" What were those other heavy obligations? Only time would reveal the answer. An observer recalled that men who went to the house to hear a colored man came away having heard a man in the highest and fullest sense. Garnett's themes: sin and atonement, race and reconciliation, the will of God, and the tragic fact of human failing. In 20 days, the president would offer his own thoughts on these epic questions, standing not far from the House, on the steps of the East Front, for his second inaugural. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Hey fam, it's Darren from Push Black with exciting news. Season 8 of Black History Year drops this April. Join us as we take a deep dive into history, challenging the narratives you thought were set in stone, and exposing hidden insights that could activate revolutionary change. This season, we're looking at cultural reclamation and asking, how has our connection to Black culture been corrupted, and what actions can we take to break free? Now, it's a loaded question with answers that'll make you rethink everything, so don't miss out. Tune in to Black History Year. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.